In rural Alaska, a steady outmigration is placing schools at risk of not having enough children enrolled to keep them open. The school in the Aleutian Islands community of Nikolsky closed this year. Joe Beckford is the superintendent for the Aleutian region. He says Nikolsky has been on the enrollment borderline for a number of years. Since 2008, they've had only 9 students, one less than the 10 required to qualify for state funding.
That doesn't meet the 10 required for a funding community. And so what we're currently doing is we are funding a part-time aide to allow kids to have access to the school and the internet.
There are only 2 other schools in the Aleutian Region District. ATCA has 15 students this year, and ADAC has 22. ATCA and ADAC both have ports, and ATCA has increased its fish processing capacity. But Beckford says Nikolsky has a lava flow across the bay, so large ships can't dock there. Beckford says the BIA built the school in Nikolsky in 1938, but he says the community is dwindling.
So it's a community that has a history of 8,000 years, and I guess maybe arguably as far back as 10,000 years. So it's a very old and ancient place, but the population is getting down to a very critical level in terms of being able to sustain services.
Eddie Jeans is the State Department of Education and Early Development's Director of School Finance and Facilities. He says this year there are 4 schools that have fallen below the 10-student threshold.
That would be False Pass in the Aleutians East Borough, Nelson Lagoon in the Aleutians East Borough, Cooper Landing in Kenai, and then Hyder in Southeast Alaska.
Jeans says there are 5 other schools at risk because they are right at the 10-student line: Akutan, Aleutian East, Danger Bay in the Kodiak Island District, and in Southeast Islands District, Kasan and Port Alexander. In Central Alaska, the Far North School is also right at 10 students. Jeans says schools in Southeast have struggled because of the decline in the timber industry.
But we are seeing it scattered throughout the state now, throughout Western Alaska and Interior Alaska, where a number of those communities, the student population is dropping.
10 or more students trigger a state base allocation of between $250,000 to $300,000. Once enrollment drops below 10, the funding falls to around $100,000. The legislature set a 10-student limit in 1998, but a hold harmless provision was passed in 2007, which gives schools 75% of their allocation the first year enrollment drops below 10 and 50% the second year. That gives schools time to try and recruit new families to their area. Tenneke Springs tried an appeal on Craigslist. Jean says the funding threshold is affecting more and more communities.
We do see a few more schools closing than we have in the past, so I think it's getting a little more attention than it has. But also, I think it's good that the legislature has responded to this issue by passing the hold harmless provision that allows areas a couple years of transition funding to try and address their issue.
Jean says school districts are still required to provide an education to students, regardless of whether their school is open or not. In Nikolsky, students are taking correspondence courses. Tanya Kyle is the Nikolsky Tribal Administrator. She says a few families may decide to leave if correspondence school requires a large investment of time, but she says the school has closed in the past in Nikolsky and reopened. She says the IRA Council has jobs available if families want to move to the island, but she says most people can't handle the lifestyle.
It's not employment that's the issue. It's just that people don't want to live here because they don't want to live in such a remote area. They'd rather have, malls and movie theaters and, grocery stores on every corner, and that's not something that we can compete with.
But Kyle says even though there are only a small number of families living in Nikolsky, she isn't worried about the community's future. She says many people who grew up in Nikolsky and moved to urban areas eventually move back.
Some people just aren't meant to live in a city, and I think that there'll always be those few that keep wanting to come back. So I don't foresee the village drying up and blowing away anytime soon.
The state will restart funding for a community as soon as enrollment gets up to 10 or over.